Sam, two things I want to mention. One is a statement, the other is a question. I cannot help but wonder, with all of the sexual impropriety that is rocking Washington, D.C. right now, the allegations of harassment, assault, I cannot help but wonder, had there been for the last 50 years posted somewhere in the halls of Congress, maybe at the back of the House chamber, the back of the Senate chamber, the Ten Commandments of God, one of which says, thou shalt not commit adultery. I cannot help but wonder if our elected officials had not had to see that, face that every day, would it have had an effect on the lifestyle choices of our elected officials and thereby the trust we have in them or lack thereof? I can't help but think that the Ten Commandments would have made a vast difference. The other thing, Sam, and you're welcome to comment on that after I ask this question, but the zenith of trust on the part of the American people, as long as there has been surveys of it, was in 1964, when 77% of the American people said they trusted their government to do what was right either all the time or most of the time. 1964, 77%. Sam, you know this as well as I do. 1962, the Bible and its influence, prayer, was removed from our public school system and basically from the American psyche. We have been on a downhill run ever since as far as trust in our government, and certainly in our governmental officials. Is that observation I just made, the lack of trust that has continued to increase since 1964, knowing the Bible and prayer was removed in 1962, is that coincidental or is there a cause-effect relationship?
No, Dave, I believe there is a cause and effect relationship, and there were a number of things that happened around that whole point that manifested itself ultimately in the fact that the prayer was removed and the Ten Commandments were removed from our public school. But we have to bear in mind that those two major decisions, and then followed not much later in 73 with the fact that we're going to legalize the murder of the unborn, there were a lot of things that began to happen within a short period of time. But Dave, they did not just come up out of nowhere. They came as a result of a changing mentality, a changing world view of our people. And that came out of the whole discussion even about evolution and God no longer as creator, and that we are basically little gods ourselves. There was a throwing out of God that preceded, I believe, that event that manifested itself with the Ten Commandments and prayer. But again, it's back to the thing we talked about. It's back to the cornerstone of what role does God have? If we throw him out as creator, as judge, as the ultimate, basically the enforcer of the law and justice, the one who has alone the right to establish what is morally correct and morally wrong, if we throw that out, Dave, there is no standard. And of course, that standard leads to the fact that there's no predictability. You have no confidence if you don't have a standard. We threw out the standard that resulted in throwing out prayer to the standard maker, God, throwing out prayer to the standard maker, God, and throwing out that standard maker, God, the rules for engagement within a society being the Ten Commandments. It all went together as a package. We are reaping the results of those seeds that were sown long ago. And that happens to follow along with this level of distrust, because how can you trust something of which you have no confidence?